January 17, 1984, at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, a memorial service in commemoration of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
A memorial service in commemoration of Dr. Martin L. King, Jr.
Upon the dream of Martin Luther King, examine each of our lives to see if we are realizing the dream. Moreover, let us look and ask ourselves if we have a dream of our own that envisions all of humanity sharing in the bounty of the earth. Let us stand and sing.
Please turn with me to Isaiah 62. The first seven verses. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication goes forth as brightness and her salvation as burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication. The Lord shall give, and you shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God, and no more shall you be turned forsaken, and your land shall no more be turned desolate, but you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married, for as a young man marries a young virgin, so shall your sons marry. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest, and give no rest, until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it.
Let's bow our heads. We are gathered today to commemorate one of the greatest men in history, the late Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Lord, we thank you for a man who was able to find that common bond of love and potential in each of us that will motivate us to do our best. Our hearts and minds be receptive to the service today that we as ministers of Christ can make a stand against the injustice and oppression of society. Help us, Lord, to keep the dream alive. Amen.
Our speaker this morning is Dr. James Ornette, who's a visiting professor here in Black Theology. He's a graduate of Southeastern, and he's presently serving as pastor of the Metropolitan Baptist Church in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. So I present to you, Dr. Ornette.
Thank you. prophet of the exile. Having read his history, the history of his people, how God had taken a few wandering Armenians, had led them a most unlikely people to most unlikely destinies. He had heard of the splendor of the Davidic dynasty. He had recalled for him the majesty and splendor of the unified kingdom of his people. And in a situation of exile where all seemed lost to a lot of them, he has the courage, tenacity, the God in him to dream of a time when Jerusalem would once again be restored to its majesty in the world. But his dream was unique in the sense that this would be a situation where this would be God's doing. Nothing that we can achieve within ourselves, but God will restore her. So he says, I will not keep silent. I will speak out to encourage Jerusalem. I will not be silent until she is saved, until salvation has come. And in that time, God will give her a new name. She will no longer be known as forsaken or the deserted wife. But God will give her the name of God is pleased with her, happily married. Moving from the last part of the 6th century B.C. to the 20th century, that God had another dreamer. He had read the history of his people, how God had in severe circumstances of slavery somehow miraculously kept them undergirded them and somehow put in their hearts a devotion and a desire to live out what it means to be in relationship with God. And at his father and mother's knee, and in Ebenezer Baptist Church of Atlanta, he learned that in spite of all the rejection that he experienced in the streets of Atlanta, over and over again, he learned Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. He learned Jesus loves me. Yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so. He learned that, and he had the tenacity, the dream. And so Martin says, I will not keep silent until justice with him for all mankind is achieved. It's interesting that when God responded to the prophet of old, God said, if you'll read on the 62nd chapter of Isaiah, in the 6th verse, God says to him, I've set watchmen on the wall. These watch person must not be silent, but they must keep reminding God of his promise. They must over and over again and again remind God that he promised bring on out of dishonor. And so the challenge to us today, not so much that we be dreamers, but that we be watch persons, that we keep the dream. Why is this so important? First of all, it's important because it's necessary for us to remind ourselves of God's promise. So often in life, we find ourselves thwarted in our aspirations, falling short of our own desires, and like even the apostle said, good that we would, we do not, and the evil we would not, we do, and the righteousness we would live out, we find ourselves not doing. We find ourselves being accommodating and taking the easy road. But when we can call ourselves back to the foundation of our being can understand that God is demanding of us that we keep in mind his promise for us, for our potential. And then we must show God, secondly, that we believe in him and in his way. We must remind him. In fact, when the same prophet says, wait on God, that's what he means in the 40th chapter. He doesn't mean sitting down, folding your arms, doing nothing. He means using God's methodology. He means confronting evil with the positive good. He means living out your faith to such an extent that the evidences of your faith might be seen in your life. And so on this anniversary of looking at this, we understand that in order to keep on keeping on and keeping the dream alive, we must remember the dream and we must remember to keep it going. The interesting thing about Martin, as I had an opportunity to meet and interact with him several times, the interesting thing about Martin was he never lost song, his dream. I recall on one occasion when someone had been very critical of him dabbling in foreign policy or dabbling in being critical of the war effort, of saying that he did not understand all of the international implications of what he was saying, trying to get him to forget his song. He always remembered the song he learned in Ebenezer, and the song he learned at his father's knee and mother's lap. The song about God being in control, and that if anyone ever advances in this world, it must be in relation to trust in God. For like the exiles, you know, people will try to hush you up. And they were successful because we read that somehow or another they could not sing the songs of Zion in a strange land. They demanded of us a song, but we couldn't sing. But Martin never forgot his song when he was criticized. He kept saying, let justice flow down like waters. Righteousness is a mighty stream. When he was talked about, even when he was threatened, he kept on going, and he kept on going not in his own power, but in the power of God. So that his faith sustained him. And I would challenge us today to let our faith sustain us and not forget the dream. Keep on singing it. Martin never forgot it. He kept it alive as long as he lived, and it's up to us now to keep it alive. For when the times came him, he could sing on anyway, why does my heart feel discouraged? Why do the shadows come? Why does my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a mighty friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. I sing. You say shut up. But I must sing. You say be quiet. It's coming after a while. But I must sing. Not because my voice is melodious. I must sing, not because I know the B flats and A sharps. I must sing because I'm happy. I must sing because I'm free. You see, his eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me.
keep the dream alive. Keep it going.
And sing We Shall Overcome.
God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far along the way, thou who hast by thy might led us unto the light, keep our feet true to the path, we pray, lest feet stray from the path, our God, where we met thee. Let our hearts drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. We thank you for this opportunity to share. And as we go back out into the world, may we go out keeping the dream alive. And as we go, may your grace and peace, the fellowship of your Holy Spirit, the love of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with us all, henceforth, now, and forevermore.